Hey, this is Larry Herb, Xbox Live, Major Nelson, and I'm here in Hollywood after after the big press briefing, and I'm here with the special guest, Mr. Bill Gates. Bill, may I call you Bill?
Sure.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I've worked for you for a few years, and it's a pleasure to finally meet you, but I want to thank you for coming on the show. So I want to talk about some of the announcements you made today. Live Anywhere, what does that mean to you? I mean, you got to be excited about it.
Well, it's fantastic to see Windows gaming, the Windows mobile gaming, and Xbox Live gaming coming together. So you can see what your friends are up to, send them a voice message that they ought to join in.
Yep.
You can set up things. And we're opening this up for developers. They're going to take the idea of being able to work with the users across the platforms and do innovative things with it.
So I ask this of all my guests, but I'm not going to ask you, and that's why I always ask them what their gamer tag is. And I know you have one, so we're not going to give it out for obvious reasons, but I hear you're an arcade fan.
Yeah, actually, when it comes to family play, my 9-year-old daughter and my wife are big Zuma players.
Really?
My 6-year-old boy plays some Marble Blaster. I probably spend more time on Project Gotham, but then when the family's playing together, we're all seeing who's the best at Zuma.
So it's got to be really exciting. What has been the most amazing thing that you've seen from 20 or 30 years ago in gaming, from the time it was, you know, the text on screen to where we are now? It's got to be pretty amazing to see some things.
Yeah, the visual realism is absolutely mind-blowing. Yeah. I mean, I grew up playing, you know, Pong and games that were very, very limited and yet still were quite engaging. And gaming has been a huge thing for Windows.
Right.
We're kind of having a renaissance for that now with the DirectX and doing some more first-party stuff there. I'd say the thing that is the most amazing is not the visual part, but this social part and how we bring that in, you know, let you meet new people, get organized with your friends, and have that extend to gaming of all types. We're really trying to get more age groups involved in gaming than ever before, and because we did with Xbox One a great job for the dedicated gamers, now we have the ability to not just do dedicated gaming, but to take the franchise even further.
And then, of course, the great story is that a lot of the stuff that we showed at the briefing is available on the Xbox Live Marketplace.
Right. I go up there and always see what the trailers look like, and now we're doing media content up there.
Yep.
The third parties have jumped onto arcade in a big way, not just the historical games, although that's a neat element, but the ability for innovative studios to try out a concept in this small form, make some money on that, and if it does well, then they'll turn it into a full-blown, full game title. And so it's a way of nurturing the ecosystem of game developers that we just haven't had.
Now, I'm going to wrap it up here because I know you have to get going, and I appreciate your time, but you wrote a game, didn't you, many years ago? I seem to remember that you wrote one of the original games in Windows or DOS. That's what one of my developers told me. He's like, you have to ask him about this. Do you remember that? That's probably many years ago.
Well, my first programming when I was 13 years old was writing simple games. I wrote Tic-Tac-Toe was my very first basic program, and then I did a Monopoly program, then a baseball program. The original IBM PC shipped with a little goofy thing called donkey.base that's only, you know, like a 50-line BASIC program that I wrote to test out the BASIC, and it actually got shipped with the machine.
Right. So that's what I think it was donkey.base that he was talking about.
I wouldn't say that was a very complicated program, but late one night to prove out the graphics ROM, I wrote that up.
That's pretty interesting. So this is your first E3. Have you seen some really great stuff? Have you been down to the booth yet to take a look at that?
Yeah, the fact we're letting people have hands-on play.
Right.
You know, Gears of War, I think people will be very surprised by how neat that is. Forza 2 looks good. Fable, you know, we've got so much stuff. Being in our second year now, it's just very different because people are taking advantage of the graphics and the live stuff in ways that they didn't in the past, and yet, as a platform provider, it's so neat to see it happening.
It's amazing. We've created a great digital canvas for everyone. Bill, I appreciate it. I know you have to run. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Great talking to you.
Thank you.